Well, yesterday was a day. Today's going to be even better. But the intrepid folks, part of the UMD women's soccer team and a bunch of other UMD students, spent the day on Saturday to honor Earth Day right here at UMD, outside, cleaning up the campus and making it look nice for other people. These people are athletes. They're tough. They don't let a little bit of crummy weather and cool temperatures stand in their way. Sky Finley is the UMD women's soccer team captain, and she joins us this morning in the studio. Hey, Sky, good morning.
Hello.
So what was it like to be out there over the weekend? Did you have a good turnout, even though it was kind of cloudy and yuck on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were actually hiking through the woods looking for garbage and winter jackets, but it was a lot of fun, good team bonding.
Okay. So who all came? Was it just the women's soccer team, or did some other students get involved?
Yeah, it was our soccer team, and then there was also a couple freshman football players, and then a lot of students from classes around UMD.
So what do you think about you students right now, your generation, in terms of Earth Day? Do they get it? Do they kind of ignore it? I remember when I was a tot, the first Earth Day, and of course this was a big deal because it was just getting started. Well, of course there's been an Earth Day your entire life. So do people care or not so much?
I think a lot of people do care, especially at the college age. I think some people more see it as the beauty of Earth and seeing pictures and appreciating Earth Day that way. And then also as well as keeping the Earth clean and doing something about it to make our communities better.
I also remember back in the mid-early 60s when we were just getting started to be aware of things like littering and so there was a huge big push to try to get us to just be a little bit more responsible and realize you can't just keep throwing junk on the ground and you can't just keep dumping stuff into rivers. You know, we were a little slow, but we were starting to get it at that time. What do you think about your generation in terms of, you know, you see all these recycling bins on campus? Do the students just recycle automatically, or are there still people that have maybe been living in caves and they're not aware of, you know, you don't throw stuff on the ground? What's the culture like with the college students that you know?
I think a lot of people are starting to understand recycling and have it as being a habit. To their natural instinct is to recycle, as well as knowing that it takes a million small efforts to make one big difference.
So what about when you went out to clean up the campus? Did you find a lot of stuff that, of course, now it's been windy, and of course you find all kinds of strange things when it's been windy. But did you find that a lot of people were just throwing stuff on the ground, or were you kind of pleased with the way the campus looked as a rule?
It was actually really surprising. There was a lot of trash in the woods. I did not expect being that much.
So everybody's recycling as long as there are recycling bins handy.
Yeah.
And in the woods, not so much.
Not so much at all.
So what about going forward with what you learned, just in terms of what you were seeing and, you know, hearing people talk? What about going forward? What would you recommend either to students or to the university community so that the next Earth Day cleanup is different?
I would just say more people volunteering would be great. It's a great opportunity to build skills and build friendships, and it's a lot of fun at the same time.
But what about did anybody do any trouble or any brainstorming about the trash in the woods thing, about how to combat that, for example?
Yeah, that's a good question. We really didn't get to meet up afterwards and talk about ways to prevent it. We were just working on getting rid of it after it happened, but that would be a good thing to talk about.
Talk about somehow moving forward, and just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly.
Sky, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and thanks so much for the work that you and the other volunteers did getting the campus tidied up for. I'm sure the university community and the surrounding community really appreciates it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Sky Finley this morning, our guest in the studio. She is the UMD women's soccer team captain, and they and the team and some other athletes all bonded and banded together, and some some other folks on Saturday, despite the kind of yuck weather, for Campus Beautification Day. Did a little picking up of trash and generally making the place look a lot nicer.